There's a delay this week in the New York legal proceedings against a potential terrorist, one of the strangest cases in this murky world. The suspect is a Pakistani woman, a scientist trained extensively at top American universities. She's also the mother of three American children born while she was studying here. She's charged with trying to kill American soldiers and agents. U.S. officials say she's a member of Al-Qaeda. Her lawyers say that behind this is a story of secret CIA prisons in Pakistan, a kidnapping, and the disappearance of those kids. Her name is Afia Siddiqui. New York Times reporter Eric Schmidt is covering the story. Welcome to Day to Day. How did Ms. Siddiqui come to be in a New York courtroom?
Well, it is a mysterious story, Alex. What had happened was Ms. Siddiqui was picked up by Afghan National Police about a month ago on July 17th when she was found loitering outside the headquarters or compound of a provincial governor there. They found on her various manuals about explosives, lists of prominent places in New York City, and there were also some gels and liquids that were sealed in glass jars and bottles. And a team of U.S. soldiers and FBI agents came to question her. And that's when this remarkable chaos kind of broke out.
An account of this is that somehow there was a gun lying around. She grabbed it and started shooting at these agents, and someone fired back, shot her in the stomach twice.
That's right. The Americans were brought into a room on the second floor of this police headquarters that, according to the Justice Department description of this whole event, this room was separated by a curtain. Apparently, unbeknownst to the Americans, Ms. Siddiqui was behind this curtain, but she was not restrained in any way. So one of the soldiers sat down in a chair and put his rifle, automatic rifle, down next to him near the curtain. She just reached down from behind the curtain and grabbed the rifle. And but for one of the military interpreters lunging at her and pushing the rifle away and causing the two shots she fired to go awry, it could have been much worse. One of the soldiers then drew his 9mm pistol and shot her, and she remained in American custody in Afghanistan in a medical facility there until she was well enough to travel and was just transported back last week to New York.
This woman has been on a list of Al-Qaeda suspects for 4 years or so, but the story gets even odder because she was last seen 5 years ago leaving her parents' home in Karachi, Pakistan. This is after she had studied for years in the United States, gone back to Pakistan. She was leaving her parents' home. She disappeared off the streets. And where has she been?
Well, that is the big mystery. Her lawyer, her family, and many of her friends or defenders say she was snatched off the streets of Karachi either by Pakistani agents in league with the United States or even American agents and spirited away to some secret prison, perhaps in Afghanistan at Bagram Air Base there, perhaps in Pakistan. The United States, the military, denies this. The FBI denies that she's been in any kind of American custody. Pakistani officials say they haven't held her in custody these past 5 years. So there is a big mystery about where she's been and what exactly she's been doing.
The three kids, there's no idea where those kids are. They were with her when she disappeared in Karachi.
That's right. The three children were with her. They were young, I believe, 7 and under.
Her husband, Ms. Siddiqui's husband, is a prisoner at Guantanamo, held as an accused terrorist in the war against terror. He is a nephew of the accused 9/11 mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. So this is not a good association for her.
American law enforcement officials have said she was essentially a fixer for Al-Qaeda here in the United States, helping Al-Qaeda operatives come into the United States, help them with their paperwork. The United States has also said that she was engaged in diamond trading in Liberia before the 9/11 attacks as a way of raising money for Al-Qaeda. But as to what she was doing after she disappeared and until she was picked up on the streets of Afghanistan is still very unclear.
Eric Schmidt, a reporter for The New York Times. Following the case of Afia Siddiqui, charged with attempting to kill Americans in Afghanistan, she faces legal proceedings in New York. Eric, thank you. And NPR's Dina Temple-Raston will have more on this story later today on All Things Considered.